now that the nice weather is here, any of the communities in the province that have got events planned for celebration, for a community get together, will be loving the fact that the forecast has smartened up. You think about poor Swift Current dealing with Frontier Days. They didn't get rained out, but they did get some rain in there. There have been already a lot of community events and celebrations that have been happening in the province this weekend. Country Thunder, big concert, is happening over a few days at Craven. We know Moose Jaw has their, 55th anniversary hometown event taking place Saturday, July 11th. So this will be the last time the Snowbirds will be doing a flight over CFB Moose Jaw and the community. Now, I'm suggesting that the Snowbirds will continue to exist, but of course, the planes they use now and the sense of the Snowbirds as we know them, this will be the last time happening this weekend. There will be hundreds of people there for that. But how about this event? This event is celebrating one of the oldest continuously inhabited communities in Canada, Isle of La Crosse, marking 250 years this week. 250 years. I mean, that is a remarkable milestone for, again, one of Saskatchewan's oldest communities, one of Canada's oldest communities, founded way back in 1776 at a crossroads of major northern waterways. Its history deeply linked with the fur trade, Métis culture, Indigenous traditions, and, of course, the development of the North. I'm happy to welcome Maureen Belanger to the show. She is the 250th anniversary event coordinator, and we welcome her to the program today. Maureen, thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
250 years for this community, Maureen. How incredible is this?
Oh my gosh, it's been absolutely amazing.
I'm looking at your website. You guys did such a good job, Maureen, because this has been going on, obviously, for a few days already. Talk to us about some of the celebration events that you've had dating back to just this past weekend.
So I wanted to capture as much as I can of the history back in the day.
Yeah.
And do some. We started off our opening ceremonies with a Treaty 10 reenactment. There was a little bit of the weather didn't cooperate, but believe it or not, the entire audience stayed soaking wet and they watched the entire thing.
I love that, Maureen.
And it was really, really beautiful. I even got emotional. We had our Cree grandmother singing on the drum, our Mitch's song. And then we had a Dene singer. And as the Dene singer sang, the Dene canoe, the chief from English River First Nation, arrived by canoe. It was just, and they used one of those big old canoes.
Oh, yeah.
It was absolutely, I don't know, it was very, very emotional.
Would be.
We also had a bagpipe player. And, you know, I wanted to incorporate things that we haven't seen in Isle of Crosse, but guarantee there must have been bagpipes here 250 years ago as the settlers were making their way to through the waterways here. So that was absolutely beautiful. And as Métis people, we're all kind of connected anyways to the lot of Scottish blood there along with the First Nations. So it was just that. I loved it. Then we had, the entertainment was just amazing. We had local bands. We had Black Hawk here Saturday.
Yeah.
We had a talent show, and it was just top of the line, something you'd expect to see in the city. I don't know. The parade was just absolutely amazing. I think we had about 40, maybe 50 floats, and everything was really, really well attended.
Yeah.
And I just packed the program so nobody would say, I'm bored.
So, yeah. Well, if I look at the website, again, the website is ilex250.ca. I mean, you had slow pitch, you had 3-on-3 basketball, volleyball, Voyageur Games relay, a poker rally, boat and vehicle poker rally. I mean, you packed a few days, and it's not over yet.
Oh, no, today. I thought today it would be slowing down. My phone's been ping, ping, ping. I'm thinking, okay, I'm done. No. Last day, I have to gather all my energy. You know, another really important part I want to acknowledge again is English River First Nations. They've been so awesome. They did the Boat Poker Rally for us. Mm-hmm. English River is just through the water system. We've always been really close. And then we had on Sunday, I think it was an absolutely beautiful ceremony. We've had sweat lodge ceremonies to incorporate our First Nations people. We've had the revival tent gathering. And we had a little Father Louis Morrow is really, really loved and loved by all the people back in the day. And it was his 60th anniversary last summer. But Patronac, that's what English River is, were a member of the fire, so they couldn't do a proper celebration. So we did one Sunday morning, and we had two bishops and two priests here. It was absolutely beautiful. Even that itself was a reenactment.
Mm.
I remember as a child growing up, and my mother told me these stories even before I was born, that people would travel in and there would be a cardinal here that would say mass, and everybody would travel in and pitch up their tents and or their teepees and stuff like that in their tents. So that was kind of also a reenactment of back in the day.
Sure.
It was absolutely beautiful. So I try to incorporate as much culture as I can.
Yeah.
And like I said, a lot of reenactment or memories, people shared with me, the elders back here in the community, what they'd like to see. So it's been packed. And the only complaint I'm hearing is there's so much to do, I missed a lot. I said, thank you.
That's a good problem to have, Maureen.
Oh,
we're
chatting
today with Maureen Belanger, who is the anniversary event coordinator for Isle of Cross 250th anniversary. I mean, there's not many communities, Maureen, in Canada that can boast 250 years. For someone listening to this discussion who maybe doesn't know much about your community, can you talk about how Isle of Cross played such an important role in Saskatchewan?
So Cumberland House, our twin or our sister town, they celebrated 2 years ago. They're actually the oldest Métis settlement in Western Canada. So we a lot of us from Isle of Cross went to support them, and in turn, a lot of them came. So it's a really close bond and connection we have. Back to your question, there is so much history in this community. A lot of people that are probably listening probably are not aware that the map of Canada for this part, our region, David Thompson was the one who created the map. But he married one of our local girls. Her name was Charlotte Small. Back in the day, a lot of the settlers did that. They would have a wife here. And, you know, but this one kept his wife. It's a beautiful love story. I hope to turn it into a play one day soon when I have time.
Once you get through this week. Yeah.
They got married, and she was only 13 years old, and off they trekked to further north, Reindeer Lake, Lalosh, all those northern, really far northern communities. And he acknowledged his wife and kept his wife. They had 13 children, and he acknowledged his wife. Had it not been her and, you know, the lifestyle, the culture, and the language, he may not have survived.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big, beautiful piece of history that's kind of left out.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be doing all that. We don't have everything done yet. We're going to be honoring her and having a monument placed for her here. And, you know, I had a year to think of plan. I really wanted to find some of her relatives. Great, great, great. It would have been so beautiful to have them come home.
Yeah.
And that was the title of our thing, is Pigiwi. That means come home. And a lot of folks did come home this week. Tons and tons of folks. I don't even know how many we had. I don't know if we counted, but the vendors had a beautiful problem. They were running out of food and having to go home early. I loved it.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, that's what you want. You want the vendors to be busy. You want everyone coming to celebrate, to enjoy it. Maureen Belanger is my guest, Isle of Cross 250th anniversary event coordinator. You said something really important just a moment ago when you said, Maureen, that you remember your mom telling you stories. I mean, stories are how history and traditions are passed down. What is it that you hope the youngest generation in your community learn and appreciate through this anniversary about the beautiful community of Isle of Crosse?
You know what? I think it was really a really good learning experience for our elementary and high school students. So throughout the school year, the school's been really wonderful. The Rossignol Elementary and High School, they did family trees, and they did pictures of their great-grandparents. They have that, I hope they have that strong connection again to the way it was back in the day. You know, as the saying goes, you need to know where you came from in order to know where you're going. And that has happened throughout this year. We had beautiful quilt making at the Elders Lodge. So people were able to gather. I went to make a little patch to add to the quilt. So I put my mom in there, my siblings, as many people as I could. It's so not really a family tree, but it's kind of my story of who I am. Mm-hmm. So there was tons of that. And last night was our first night. We got these the beautiful drone shows and fireworks. The drone shows could not go because of the rain. They have a 4-hour time slot. And on the fourth hour, every night, there would be showers. I don't know what that was about. It came as it is. So we had to postpone for two nights. Last night was our first night. And I stood by the lake. I wanted to feel the vibe. I wanted to see how it was accepted. And to hear little kids, I recorded them. They said, oh, cool. Wow, I never seen this before. Yeah. And then I had images there of grandparents from our past. So there was images there. There was blueberries. There was a skiff. All our traditional routes, foods, and people was lit up in the sky last night. It was utterly amazing. Mm.
I could see why you were chosen for this, Maureen. Your energy and enthusiasm about your community, about this celebration, it's contagious. I can feel it just talking to you on the radio.
Oh, that's wonderful. But my energy's running really low now.
You got 2 days left. You can do this, Maureen. I know you can.
Yeah, tomorrow is just our, we're going to have an appreciation brunch and, you know, thank all our sponsors at that point in time. Then I'm going to sleep for 2 days.
Well, before I let you go, what, you know, outside of this celebration, so the celebration has happened over the last few days. It comes to a close, as you said, tomorrow. But people that were to come and visit your community, if someone were to come and visit Isle of Crosse in August, what should they know about what they're going to experience when they visit your beautiful part of our province?
Well, all the comments I've been hearing, I went to visit some of the vendors this morning, the guy wants to come back every chance he gets. And his comment to me was, oh my gosh, I didn't even know. I had to Google map where this place was. I can't believe the beauty. And the beauty of the people and the friendliness and the acceptance of absolutely everyone. You know, you walk down the street, people are saying, are you lost? You need, are you looking for the food place? You know?
Yeah.
So that really made me very, very happy. So it's the land. It's absolutely gorgeous here. And I'm probably doing a plug for our Saskatchewan Development Corporation with their tourism.
That's good.
It's absolutely gorgeous. I'm just shocked that, like, I just moved back home from Saskatoon, and I'm shocked that the tourism isn't as big as it should be because we have so much to offer.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a beautiful part of the province for sure. I've had the great pleasure of being and visiting that community, and I would encourage anyone who gets the chance. Maureen, congratulations on a great event. Congratulations on the celebration for your community. And let's look forward to another 250 years.
I won't be coordinating that show.
Thanks, Maureen.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate it. Maureen Bélanger, Isle of Crosse, 250th anniversary event coordinator. Boy, the days are pretty much wrapping up. Today is pretty much the last main day of the event, but on the website ilex250.ca you can see all of the things that they had lined up and coordinated for this great celebration. What a beautiful part of our province. Congratulations, Isle of Crosse, 250 years. We'll take a break. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.